Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, before we continue, I would like to introduce you to the 7-Day CRE Challenge, which will introduce you to commercial real estate and will show you that anyone can do this. Also, I have the free cheat sheet for commercial real estate with the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. You can download it free. Just click below or above, wherever it is, and get it. Let's continue. Okay, so we are live. Ishai Breslauer here. I hope you guys are well. Welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show podcast, live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, my page. Go and like it. Subscribe to my YouTube channel also. That's an order. I'm just kidding. If you guys are interested in that, that would be awesome and great. And also a podcast, which will be in about an hour or so once this show is over. Today is Thursday. On Thursday, usually what I do is I get into just one second. I just want to check out the quality of the transmission just to make sure that we are in a good quality before I dig in, before I start. Let's see what the quality is like. Okay. Let's see what quality is like we have here. And it seems like we are okay. It seems like we're fine, guys. And by the way, I would love to hear your comments. I'm shutting everything off in order to be in the best crisp quality I can be. And today, Thursday, usually I go lighter, meaning Monday is usually a hardcore day. I dig into asset class. I analyze it. I think about it. I see everything because I'm very involved in this market and I want to discuss a certain asset class. Thursday, I don't know how you feel, but Thursday, I'm usually a little bit tired. Nothing bad about it. I love what I do and I hope you guys do too. But on Thursday, tap into a little bit motivation, into our, how do you say, fatigue. There's fatigue, and we need the weekend. For me, I call it Shabbos, okay? The Sabbath. For everybody else is, I guess, the combination of weekends. And especially in great days. And today, I want to discuss a little bit the rant that we're getting into, meaning the, I would call it the downside, what the brain is playing with us. You know, sometimes the brain is playing with us and we feel that we can't do it, or we feel that we're too tired, or we feel that things are a little bit too much for us, okay? And we need to tap into our inner selves, into our brain in order to get that. And what we have to get out of our mind in order to come to our senses. What am I talking about? We wake up in the morning. It happened to me today, especially in gray mornings. It happens to me. And it's funny because for my wife loves the gray, the rain. She loves it. And if you're one of those, God bless you, you're a little weird. For me, I love the sunshine, not too hot, of course. But I love the sunshine, the green. I love the views. And of course that I love the snow. I love the white of the snow. That, you know, it opens my heart. That kind of stuff opens my heart. And it just gives me a good motivation and just opens you up, right? The gray days, the rainy days, the gray days, they shrink, you know, makes you shrink, especially if they get outside, get wet and go into the car and then go into the heater and stuff like that. It's not so comfortable. And, you know, I remember the days and now I'm traveling less, but, you know, going into the subway, out of the subway and all that stuff, not fun, okay? Especially in a day that is rainy day. But it is what it is, and many of those days that are grayish days, we wake up in the morning and our spirit is down. Our spirit is down, and we feel that we have the thing in our brain that we feel that everything is too much for us. If we have some kind of a challenge with finances, we're down. If we have some kind of challenge with a deal that we didn't actually get, or that we can't figure out something within a deal, especially if we're real estate guys and things take time. And there's the ups and downs of, you know, the due diligence that we go through when we check something out and we are in that process of checking a deal. we get into the day that it looks great and I want that deal. And we get into the days that I have so many doubts and I don't know if I really want to do it. And I don't know if I want to continue. And our brain is playing games with us. And it doesn't have to be with commercial real estate. It could be with any other aspect or any other area of business or life, you know, in fact. So what do you do when you got that? What do you do when you got that? So I remember the older days. I remember that's why I call it the older days. I call it the older days because these were the times, those were the times where when that happened to your mind, when that, you know, occurs and you wake up in the morning and you feel that nothing works or you feel that, you know, things are not, you know, going your way or whatever it is. And the brain goes in circles. It's like, right, like a spiral. It drags you. It's like not a tornado. Spiral. Whatever. I don't know. I forgot. But anyways, it draws you and pulls you in. And then you start, you know, one bad thing that you think goes to another. And then you get a bad phone call. And then the whole karma thing plays and taps into your life. And a bad phone call. And then that's annoying. And this is annoying. And everything is annoying. And everything is bad. And I don't know what about you, but I learned that the faster you get out of it, the faster you pull yourself out of it, the better it is, the better you go. And the one thing that I learned, actually learned that from Tony Robbins. I think I saw one of those, videos with a conference. I saw a full course of his. What was that? That was a while ago. But anyways, I saw a full course of his and he calls it the mind. And that's a cool thing. You know, sometimes you see a course and it's nice and it tells you things that are inspiring and you're inspired and it's cool and nothing, and there's nothing new about it. Okay. You know about these things. You heard it before from the same person, from other people, doesn't matter, but there's nothing new. But then there's something that maybe it's not new, but it's a tool. It's like it's a skill that all of a sudden you say, wow, I'll use it. And that's going to help me. And that thing is, the shift. Tony Robbins calls it the mind. It's not your mind. It's not my mind. It's not our mind. It's the mind. What is the mind? Is the mind is the general mind that everybody thinks that when you think that you're in bad mood, it's not you. It's everybody. It's the mind. It's something general that you get that everybody gets. The mind, he calls it. Okay. I don't know if it's the right name to call it, but it doesn't matter. Because that's so cool when you think that you're in a bad mood, you have to, the skill is to say to yourself, wait, stop. It's the mind, it's not me. It's that thing that everybody gets when they're in a bad feeling, when they're in a bad mood, right? And if you can get that skill, and I'm going to give you live examples, to get out of that position, get out of that feel, that state, it's awesome. I'll give you an example, right? You can jump and get out of it and all kind of things, but I'll give you an example. In the past, when something didn't work for me, and I'm talking about some things that are not small, something big. I'm not talking about putting a screw in the, you know, in the wall or some silly thing like that and it doesn't work and you get annoyed a little bit. No. Talking about, let's say commercial real estate, we're in real estate. Let's say a deal, okay? You worked on a deal for so long. It happened to me recently, okay? Recently. And worked on a deal for so long. And I believe that it's going to be great and it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be in the deal. I'm going to be part of the deal. And for a lot of reasons, there was a decision, I'm not going to enter the deal, okay? Everything is good. Everything is great. But the first feel is a very negative down feel. How hard I worked, months and months, sometimes weeks, sometimes months and months of work to get into this and to grab it and to have it and to get it to be yours. And then it's not your. And then it's not, you're not in it. You're not a part of it. That's a very disappointing feeling, right? It's very disappointing. So what do you do about it? So in the past, when that type of a thing used to happen, when that type of a thing happened, what did I do? I went to this, you know, pity party, what we call, you know, for days. a small thing to me. And it's not a small thing. You can't say that when we work hard on something, it's a small little thing that you can just, it's nothing. No, it's not. It's a big thing. You're disappointed. You worked hard on it. You wanted it to happen. You wanted it to succeed. How many times did it happen to you? And then you go into this spiral, this thing, this whatever it is. It takes you and it pulls you in, right? It's like a current. That's the word I was looking for. It's like a current in the ocean, in the sea. It's like it brings you, it draws you in, it swallows you inside. And then you go from one bad mood to another. And it could be days and weeks sometimes to get out of it, right? Because you didn't succeed. And then you talk to your spouse. And then you say, oh, I didn't succeed. And you know, so people say, oh, don't worry about it. There'll be a next thing. Yeah, right. And then you go and you say, how much hard I worked on it. Then you look at all the sheets you went through and you went to the performers again. You say, how hard I worked on it. And then you talk to a friend. You see him and, you know, in the whatever. I go to shul. I go to the synagogue. So you talk to a friend there. And then, you know, if you go to the church, you see them and you talk to people and you start getting this whole feel, right? Of, what happened to me? And then in the weekend, you see family members and, oh, no, look what happened. Yeah, oh, and everybody's feeling sorry for you. Don't worry. Maybe you should do that. Maybe you should do this. And that's more annoying when people say to you, maybe you shouldn't have done that. You should have done another thing. That is the worst. I hate it. Okay? And it swallows you in. And days go by. And then another person finds you and it says, yeah, I heard it wasn't that great. I saw your post or you saw your thing. Or I heard from so-and-so that you didn't get into this deal or that didn't happen for you or I'm sorry to hear. And it draws you down, brings you down. Okay? That used to be a part of the past when you talk about me. Okay? That's a part of the past. And I hope I'll be able in the future to do what I do today. When something like that happens today, this spiral, and I learned it from a guy, okay, an Israeli guy who was my coach a long time ago, and he taught me one skill that I'll never forget. He said, when that thing pulls you in, just like a current pull you in, you don't fight it because the current is too hard. You can't say that whatever happened to you is nothing, okay? You have to respect it. You have to give it the time. You have to hug it. It's part of you. It happened to you. That's it. However, instead of going against it and say, I could have, I should, no. Just go with it. And at the certain point, when you see the opportunity, swim out of it, just like your current. You go with it, you let it pull you, and then when things get a little calmer, you find a way out. You don't fight it, otherwise you get too tired and fatigued and get exhausted. You swim out of it, just like with a current, just like the ocean pulls you in. Same thing, okay? And when you are swimming out of that situation, we're getting out of that situation, you're feeling much better. So you pull yourself out and in one day you shift gears. So when I lost the deal, for example, I lost this current deal that I had, it did feel very uncomfortable. I felt very disappointed. I was disappointed in the fact that I'm not in it, that it didn't work, that I put so much work in it and so on and so forth. But it was a day and a half versus in the past, it could be days, weeks, it could be months even, okay? This was a day and a half of pity party, spoke to a couple of people, and in a day and a half, it was like an exclamation point. It was sad. I said to myself, this is a part of the past. I have to take this and throw it in the past where it belongs, that's that. And that was it. And it doesn't belong to me now anymore. It's a part of the past. I'm moving forward. So a day and a half of pity party. If you can do a few hours, good for you. But taking it down from weeks and months sometimes of disappointed and self-pity and all that stuff, that's garbage. You know, just cut it short. Feel bad for yourself. That's okay. We're humans. We're human beings. But then after a day and a half, say to yourself, I'm done with that. I'm moving forward. This is the part of the past. It's called, in Hebrew, we say there's a, the, how do you say, there's a sentence you said, ha'avar ayin, that past is not exist, is ayin, is gone, it's not here, right? And the future is yet to come, and the present, okay? The present goes like that. It passes just very quickly. And therefore, we have to seize the moment. We got an opportunity in every single moment. So the second you shift the gear from, oh my gosh, I'm disappointed, a deal didn't work, something didn't work for me, boom, to it's in the past. What's the opportunity now? This creates a new opportunity. This creates a new thing that is going to come right now. And if I'm going to feel pity and I'm going to feel sorry for myself, I'm going to lose on the next opportunity. I'm going to lose on the next big, beautiful, amazing, awesome thing. Don't do it to yourself. Push forward. Go forward. See the positivity in this current situation, what can bring you. And that is the key of success. That is the key to succeed. And you know what? A lot of people think, oh, when I'll get there, when I'll be there. You know, how many times did we get there and it was either not enough, not good enough, we wanted more, or we found failure just right in the other side of it. You managed to do something. Everybody said, yeah, cool, beautiful, it's awesome. And then right around the corner or just a little later or just a lot later, it's gone. How many times people build businesses, build deals, build opportunities for themselves, their families, their friends, their businesses, whatever it is, and then it collapsed after a while, after a long while, after a short while, after days, months, years. How many times it happens? It happens all the time. Does that mean that when you succeeded, at that point that you succeeded, yeah, that's it, I'm successful? No. That cycle is there all the time, okay? Success, failure, it's a daily thing. But if you look at the positive thing, that your journey is a positive thing, is a beautiful thing, that is the growth. That's when the growth comes. Okay, because you are not living the, oh, it's great, oh, it's bad, oh, it's great, oh, it's bad. You're living the, I'm growing, I'm on the way to grow, and now I'm succeeding. Beautiful, I'm enjoying it, celebrate it, and then I'm failing, right? You don't have to celebrate the failure, but understand, get a pity party for one day, then you say, I'm done. This is an opportunity. This creates a new opportunity. Let's move forward. Let's move on. And you're moving up. You're moving up from that point. You're saying, that was a great milestone for me in order to move up and to get to the better place. And that is so important. It's a key thing that we need to have. So now that we go to the weekend, it's a little rainy, it's a little gray maybe. I don't know where you live in the world, where you live and where you are. And you have to say to yourself, tomorrow, the sun will come out tomorrow. I love this sentence. I love the song also. The sun will come out tomorrow. And I'll tell you a short story before we leave. I was, years and years and years ago, I was in education. And prior to entering real estate, I remember before I decided to change careers, to go into real estate, I did courses and I invested in all that stuff, but I was in education for 13 years. I was in education and I tried to open a program at the time that I thought would be the program, right? Everything we do, you think it's the thing, right? Until something catches, but you have to keep on trying. At the time I tried something and I thought it's the thing. Today I'm thinking of myself, how could I think it's the thing? It was totally not the thing. It was a beautiful thing for me, but it was not the beautiful thing for the market, you know, the educational market. But anyways, I was doing it and I felt so great doing it. And then it failed. And I remember that for months and months and months, I felt lost. And I didn't know what to do. And that was the worst feeling, because when you fail on a deal or you fail on something that you do now, you know where you are. At least you know where you are. This didn't work. I have to find a new thing within my profession, within my business, within my, the world that I'm in. But when your world is sort of ending, meaning when you decide this thing that I'm doing doesn't work anymore, not for me, I want to do something else, I don't want to do this anymore, and you don't have anywhere to go, or you at least you think you are lost, that's the worst feeling a person can have. And I remember that. I was at home and I had tears in my eyes. I was all alone. And I felt like the world is gone for me. I remember that feeling just like today. It's horrible. It was a horrible feeling. And I didn't know how to tap into my, it's going to be great. And it's ended. Now what's the next thing? I couldn't do that. I remember I was in a place that was very low. It was a really bad place. And a family member came in the door by surprise. He just was in the area, literally, you know, that I was in the area thing. He was in the area. And he entered the door, came in, and he caught me. You know, sometimes when someone catches you in a state that is so negative, right, then you have that minute or a few minutes to, like, wipe yourself, like, go like this and say, yeah, I'm good, I'm fine. Yeah, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Especially men. You know, guys will not let anyone see that they are in a low place. Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm great. I'm doing fun. Yeah, I'm spectacular. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm amazing. Right? Women are better with emotions and they can go, yeah, it's not a great day for me and stuff like that. And they are much better than that, than us when it comes to those things. I was in a low place. I was in a low place. And that family member came in and he looked at me. He caught me at that state and I couldn't run away from it. I was like, I'm fine. But he already saw me. And he told me this. He said to me, Yishai, what's wrong with you? The sun will come out tomorrow. And that sentence took me forward years and years and years. And every time I have something that I feel that is horrible, I tell myself, the sun will come out tomorrow. That's why I hate great days, by the way. You guys have a beautiful weekend. Good Shabbos if you're a Shabbos person. You guys take care of yourselves. And on Monday, we're going to dig in. By the way, Monday, I have a show together with, I forgot the name. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to put it in my post. And we have a show together with a fund manager, someone who is doing a lot of real estate deals in large scale. And we're going to do something together. We're going to tap. We're going to go and drill down into what's going on in our market today and how we can get things better. You guys are beautiful. We can take care of yourselves. It was beautiful. It was a pleasure speaking with you and being with you at this hour. Take care of yourselves. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.